My name's Lewis Dean. I'm a game developer. My company is called Gateway Interactive. I've been doing this for a while. I have changed the colour of my hair since I made that slide, so I've got to alter it slightly. And essentially what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you our story and how it kind of relates to some of the stories that you've just been hearing about, you know, how cloud services is changing the way that we make games, and how that kind of emergence in the way that we're shifting has shaped how Gateway Interactive has become the company that it is today. So we really have a passion. We think that we can, you know, build the next kind of big hit game studio. And when we looked in the market, there were a lot of game studios that were coming in as, you know, as startups, as typically small agile teams, and they were able to pip the big boys off the top of the charts. And we identified very quickly that the reason that they were doing this was that they were approaching game design and game development from a very different angle to kind of the old guard. And the way that we used to make games is this kind of single boxed copy. We might do a little bit of research, then we'd go away for 8 months, we'd hide in a hole and we'd make a game, and then we'd put it on a shelf and people would buy it in a store. And now, kind of with the emergence of games as a service and all the online platforms that we use, the way that we build games is radically different to that. And that's kind of key to the success of a lot of these new companies, such as Zynga and King, and you know, we wanted to approach that. So, you know, we thought, okay, one thing that they've really got that helps them as a tool for that is they have fantastic data. They make data analytics and understanding their users a key part of everyday operations and every part of their design, their production, their engineering. So the first thing we did was we started off with a data platform. So we identified that we wanted to have a game that was provided as a game as a service game across a variety of platforms, and we wanted to gather all the key metrics up about all of the kind of player interactions and how the players were playing the game. And actually what happens if you do that with kind of a blind scattergun approach is you have a big problem, because you amass an enormous amount of data, and that data is usually completely unintelligible. You don't generally monitor the data that is important, and you end up with this kind of headache of, I'm supporting databases of terabytes of data, I've got the infrastructure overhead of doing that, and also I'm not actually getting that much value out of it. So, you know, when we actually started doing that and we moved into Azure, there were two things that we really liked, so I'm just going to kind of poke them into the side of the presentation. That if you're doing any kind of large-scale data storage or analysis, HD Insight and Storage Tables are really awesome for this. And as soon as we started using those, it actually simplified a lot of our engineering processes. So actually, you know, game design, building a successful game company these days is a big data problem. And I know that there are kind of the Phil Fishers who would like to, you know, pretend that we are truly just completely creative people and we just ooze creativity and that's how we make loads of money. But actually, you know, a large majority of successes on the market are due to people, you know, investing in understanding the data about their users. So there's also another thing kind of cropped up while we're developing the game. And this is actually a clip from our forum, or somebody else's forum, but it's about a game. Users actually expect, you know, game users are a lot more cloud aware than we think. And game users who are especially playing online connected games expect a unified service. They want good quality services, and they want to be able to share that game across their platform seamlessly. And so, you know, with all of those things in mind and all of those issues, you know, A, it's not really the usual domain of game developers. So what we decided to do was, when we'd invested a significant amount of time solving those problems internally, we would build a platform for it. And so later on this year, we're actually going to be launching a cloud platform that supports some of these scenarios for kind of other indie developers to be able to harness the power of the cloud. And we thought, okay, so we built this awesome platform. We've got some really, really, really sweet tools for it. So it's all embedded in Unity. It has its own GUI. It's really nice. But we, you know, we wanted to do a really good showcase of, you know, when you have this data analytics approach to game design, how can you build a game in a niche, you know, that's actually good? How does it help? So we decided to kind of eat our own dog food. And we produced a game with it. So this game is called Spectre 8-Bit Racing. I showed you the trailer for it earlier. But this is a kind of our first foray into the market with on a game that's driven by our platform. Come on. And so, you know, we built the game. We did our analytics-driven game design approach, and we went to the Xbox team just after they'd announced ID at Xbox. We said, we've got a game, and we'd really like to put it on the platform. And so they had kind of thousands of people who applied, and they whittled that down to 200 who were going to be the pilot developers for ID Xbox. And then they picked 25 that were particularly interesting, and then they picked four of those companies who they were going to take out to GDC and E3. And we went out there with Microsoft and we demoed this game.